From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Governor Eric Greitens' appointees to the Missouri State Board of Education have accelerated the process to find a new education commissioner. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports the application window opens today.
Greitens' five recent appointees outflanked three other board members to have the application window close before an early January meeting. Board President Charlie Shields wanted to wait until the following month.
I will reiterate, I think that is a really short time frame to fill the position as important as the Commissioner of Education.
The Missouri Senate still needs to confirm Greitens' nominees to the board. Republican Senator Gary Romine of Farmington has pledged to block them. The board fired Commissioner Margie Van Deven December 1st. In a teleconference, the board members that the governor appointed balked at the idea of getting lawmaker and community input to reshape commissioner qualifications. They also rejected using a search firm before accepting applications. I'm Ryan Delaney.
An arrest has been made in connection with a bomb threat on the MU campus Wednesday afternoon. The department received a call from a student who was concerned about comments made to her on a shuttle bus about the bus exploding. Chief of Police R. Douglas Schwant says in a press release that officers were able to locate the bus described by the caller at the Hearn Center. Riders were asked to exit the bus, and an MU alert was sent out asking people to stay away from the area. No explosives were located. Soon after the alert was sent out, the suspect was transported to MUPD and arrested for peace disturbance. Some HIV-positive patients in nearly half the counties in Missouri will lose health insurance coverage next year. The Department of Health and Senior Services announced that nearly 100 HIV-positive patients in Missouri will no longer have access to a comprehensive health insurance plan effective January 1st because of high costs. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the state has begun notifying some HIV-positive patients in more than 50 counties about the exchange's coverage. The state helps direct federal funds from the Ryan White program to help those with HIV afford and access health care. A spokeswoman for the department says more than 23,000 people in Missouri relied on the program for coverage this year. State officials, though, say patients will still have access to the necessary medications. Today is the last day to apply for health care in 2018 through the Affordable Care Act. Missourians can apply online at healthcare.gov, over the phone, or in person. A full list of agents, brokers, and other organizations that can help people sign up is available online. According to Missourian reporting, Cigna is the only health insurer offering plans through the government-run insurance marketplace in Boone County next year. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, the only health insurer with exchange plans for the county in 2017, pulled out of Boone and several other counties in September. The 2018 open enrollment period began November 1st for plans starting January 1st. About 250,000 Missouri residents have signed up for care through the exchange so far, according to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.